Other riders, Sansa did not know. Hedge knights from the Fingers and High Garden and the Mountains of Dawn. Unsung free riders and new-made squires, the younger sons of high lords and the heirs of lesser houses. Younger men, most had done no great deeds as yet, but Sansa and Jaehaerys agreed that one day the Seven Kingdoms would resound to the sound of their names. Sir Balon Swan, Lord Bryce Caron of the Marches, Bronze Yon's heir, Sir Andar Royce, and his younger brother, Sir Robar. Their silver steel plate filigreed in bronze with the same ancient runes that warded their father. The twins, Sir Horace and Sir Hubba, whose shields displayed the grape cluster sigil of the Red Wines, burgundy on blue. Patrick Malister, Lord Jason's son. Six Freys of the Crossing. Sir Jared, Sir Hostine, Sir Danwell, Sir Emmon, Sir Theo, Sir Perwin, sons and grandsons of old Lord Walder Frey, and his bastard son, Martin Rivers, as well. Jane Poole confessed herself frightened by the look of Jalabar Zo, an exiled prince from the Summer Isles who wore a cape of green and scarlet feathers over skin as dark as night. But when she saw young Lord Beric Dondarrion, with his hair like red gold and his black shield slashed by lightning, she pronounced herself willing to marry him on the instant.